This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hey, ain't that cool, a little fucked in the head? They'll be hanging me quick when I'm back from the dead. Get the rope, get the rope, get the rope, get the rope. I'm a punk rock kid, I came from hell with a curse. She tried to pray it away, so I fucked her in church. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, yeah, don't you know. Blink 182 are back. And Tom DeLonge is back after 10 years. And this song is about him saying, it's punk, isn't it? I fucked off for 10 years and disappointed people. But what do you want from a band with punk spirit? It's gonna get fucked up. And at the least, it's gonna have an edge to keep you guessing. And when things haven't got an edge, fuck me, it's dull. Look at British politics now. There hasn't been a change in Prime Minister for over a week. It's dull. Comedy without an edge. Oh my God. Oh my God, have you listened to comedy on certain stations, certain channels where you can't have an edge, where all the edges are removed so it's like an amorphous blob of nothingness? It's like trying to have sex with a mannequin. Comedy, music, art without an edge, it's nothing. Because we're all, in our hearts, edgy. We're all fucked up. Even the safest amongst us harbour secret desires to get fucked. That's why we shouldn't be shocked when priests have sex with kids. They spend their entire lives pretending that they don't have an edge. And it all comes out in an explosion of edge in the worst way possible. They don't want to have sex with kids, really. Who would want to do that? Annoying little bastards. But if you pretend you have no edge for long enough, that's what's going to happen. We want an edge. So could we stop pretending that we don't like it? Can we stop pretending that we want art, comedy, music to be safe without an edge? There's a reason, isn't there, that Dido doesn't release music anymore. Eventually, and usually very quickly, art without an edge is forgotten. So let's try to forget the sensibilities and the caution that certain factions try to impose upon us. Know that they're only doing it anyway to make money, not to further artistic expression, but to make money. And know that we all have a part to play. So when the lead singer of a band fucks off, that's what they're supposed to do. Art is meant to offend. Art is meant to have an edge. So you know, all I have to say is this. Fuck off. Fuck off. Stop listening. Go fuck yourselves. And I'm off. no way now. I leave them broken hearted. Oh no, look at the mess we started. Oh no, I leave them broken hearts this way. What you say, what you say. I'm off, but I'll be back tomorrow with a nice safe episode, taking a sideways look at life with no swears and no edge. Now, doesn't that sound exciting? Lots of love.